From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, September 3rd. California is entering the height of the fire season, but after federal staffing cuts, there are questions about whether the National Forest Service is ready. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The Forest Service has lost several thousand employees, about 15% of its staff, due to federal workforce cuts that were made by the Trump administration earlier this year. That's according to reporting by the San Francisco Chronicle. The paper reports the Forest Service says frontline jobs have been mostly unaffected and that it has rehired some laid-off workers on a temporary basis. Even so, other important support staff have been eliminated for things like food service, equipment management, and transportation. Critics say uncertainty about staffing combined with other changes suggest a kind of disarray that may leave the Forest Service unprepared to adequately respond to wildfires if the season becomes very active. The fire season has so far been relatively moderate, but late summer and fall are often when the worst fires occur in California. The good news is that Cal Fire is well-staffed this year. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And prepare to spot goats grazing the Lindo Channel between Manzanita Avenue and Highway 99. They're part of the FEMA-funded Lindo Channel Defensible Space Project. The goats should reduce fire hazards and establish a safety zone for properties along the channel, though there won't be grazing in the channel itself because of environmental rules. The project is expected to last 2 to 3 weeks. In other news, Representative Doug LaMalfa has come out against Assemblymember James Gallagher's proposal to divide California into two states. Gallagher floated the idea earlier last week in response to a Democratic-led effort to create new California congressional districts. As reported by KRCR, LaMalfa called the idea a distraction and said Republicans should instead keep their focus on defeating Prop 50, which will come before voters in November. Prop 50 would allow the democratically controlled legislature to temporarily redraw the district maps to favor Democratic candidates in the 2026 midterms. That's normally done by an independent nonpartisan commission every 10 years. LaMalfa is one of five Republican candidates who would likely be affected if Prop 50 passes. Also, a bill moving through the California legislature would require schools to notify students and staff if immigration enforcement agents come onto campus. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala has more.
Democratic Senator Sasha Perez of Los Angeles says her bill, called the SAFE Act, is meant to bring transparency and peace of mind to immigrant families.
These cruel actions by the federal administration do not make us any safer. Instead, they create fear and intentionally spread terror in our communities.
The bill would apply to K-12 schools, community colleges, and CSU campuses. It would also recommend UC campuses to notify students and staff. The legislation does not specify how campuses would have to send the notification. Esther Mejia with the UC Student Association says she proposed the bill after seeing the fear raids created when she was younger.
I will never forget the fear of my classmates and the panic in the eyes of parents and the silence that followed in our community. Parents were too afraid to bring their children to school, and students were too afraid to learn.
Supporters say SB 98 will ensure campuses remain safe havens for learning. Because it's marked as urgency legislation, the policy would take effect immediately once signed into law. Cap Radio reached out to ICE for a response to the bill, but they did not comment. Gerardo Zavala, Cap Radio News.
The Assembly approved the SAFE Act Tuesday. It now heads back to the Senate for a final vote before going to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. Additionally, predictive artificial intelligence, or AI, software is being used to set prices on goods, sometimes charging people more. But bills to crack down on that practice were killed in the state legislature. Lawmakers determined the fate of hundreds of bills last week. More than 30 of them were related to tech and AI. According to reporting by CalMatters, legislators voted to down a bill that would have barred AI from setting apartment rental prices. Another bill aimed at stopping software from using personal data to set prices was amended and now only applies to grocery stores. And one scrapped proposal would have protected utility customers from paying for the high energy use of AI data centers. Some decisions were delayed to next year, including one mandating human oversight on AI used for critical infrastructure like dams. And some survived. That includes a bill that outlaws using pricing software algorithms in any contract. And finally, the annual Chico Parade of Lights is back next month after a 2-year break. The theme this time is Celebrating Our Town. The parade was canceled the last 2 years due to a low number of volunteers. Applications to be in the parade are open. 60 slots are available, and applications will be accepted over email. The parade will be on Saturday, October 18th at 7 p.m. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, September 3rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.